Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, we start with what? The recession is over?
Well, according to the story by our reporter, Brian Nearing, who describes it this way, after a long slog, a long hard slog, New Yorkers are finally seeing the Great Recession behind them. And the reason is, for the first time, overall faith in the economy and in future prospects returned last month to pre-recession levels. And this is according to a survey released Monday by the Siena Research Institute. It's been conducting these indexes of consumer sentiment since 1999, so it has some data to look at. However, some state residents, those with more money, who are living in the New York metro area and usually vote Democratic and who are younger, are actually feeling better than others, particularly upstaters, the poor, older people, and especially Republicans. It may not feel like happy days are here again to many, says Doug Lundstrom, the Institute's director, but he adds that holiday spending in New York is not poised to spend any records, but overall consumer sentiment is up dramatically, reaching numbers not seen since early 2007.
Well, speaking of holiday spending, that brings up the topic of toxic toys. And Albany County has advanced a ban on toxic toys. 34-4 was the vote. I wonder who the four that didn't want to ban it, toxic toys.
Well, the action, which took place at the Albany County Legislature meeting Monday night, comes after they had unilaterally passed a bill that bans sale of certain foam plastic beverage cups by some chains in Albany County. They're taking these actions rather than waiting for the state to do it on a broader scale. And in the discussion last night on the bill proposed by legislator Brian Clenahan, some question why just Albany County was doing it, and isn't this the kind of thing that needs to be done at a greater level? But they went ahead and passed it. They want to ban the sale of certain toys that could be harmful to children, and it still faces a possible veto from the county executive, who said he'd like to see a public hearing. But it shows that they're going out on their own to take these strong consumer stances.
You've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up the copy of the paper. Mike won't mind. Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.